Okay, good afternoon. First off, I want to make sure I mention Wesley Woodyard. He was selected today, the third time recipient of the Man of the Year Award for his community service. It's outstanding. I think this organization overall, the players here, very involved in the community, giving back. It's a great time of year to recognize that kind of stuff, because we're all thankful to be, you know, in the position where we're playing football, coaching football, and doing this kind of thing for a living. And giving back in the community is important. It's important to the Broncos. It's important to me. And I think Wesley, just a great honor, right? Three times to be recognized with that award. So I just want to make sure I hit that. Good practice today. I know there's news out there of Coach Fox coming back in town. He is flying back. I don't know when he'll be back in terms of, you know, when is he landing and all that. It's not really a watch. We know he's coming back home. He will spend Thanksgiving at his home. And at some point in the near future, you know, he hopes to return. And then once he does, then you'll hear about it. But until then, it's, you know, we're going to keep all of our attention on the Kansas City Chiefs. So, with that, questions.
You're Vickerson down. Is it time for Sylvester Williams?
Yeah, it's time for the next guys to step up and play bigger roles. You know, it's not just Sylvester. Mitch Unrein is a very capable guy, and we signed Siona Fua today as a backup tackle, and he'll learn the system, get in the rotation. So, you know, very much what we have to do, and we're fortunate that we do have depth there. And I know Mitch and Sly will both you know, do their very best to fill in there for Vic.
Jack, do you see with that injury that Knighton becomes more of a focus of opposing offenses?
Oh, he remains. I think that those big guys are always a focus because you have to move them before you can move the ball. So, no, I don't know that it adds any significance to it. I think, you know, we're fortunate we've got some good big people in there that we count on to control the line of scrimmage for us.
Jeff, how difficult is this three-game stretch in particular with Kansas City, New England, Kansas City?
Yeah, we've taken them one by one, you know. This is next up, a great opportunity to go on the road, tough atmosphere, good football team. We're very familiar with them. They're familiar with us. And, you know, huge divisional matchup, and so it ought to be exciting.
How tough is it to have three of those in a row like that?
I mean, I guess when you look at them collectively, then you could get into that kind of mentality, but that's not how we looked at it to start, and that's not how we're looking at it now that we're at the end. We're just taking them one at a time. That's a question that, you know, we started with a few weeks back, and it's kind of like, how are you going to do this? Well, we're going to do it one at a time, you know, and that's, I know it's cliche. I know you'd like to hear more than that, but it's what it is. It's how we approach it. You know, we just take them as they come. You know, put the last one behind us and get ready for the next one, and that's where we are.
How much harder is it to beat a team a second time around, especially when you just faced it 2 weeks ago?
Well, I think winning is tough at any point, so we don't take anything for granted. You know, we go in, we prepare hard, we make sure we understand the things they want to get done and how can we keep that from happening and make sure that we're attacking them with the things we want to be good at. So, again, it's very, basically, you know, approaching it very similarly. The difference is we just did this a couple weeks ago.
You lost two key pieces with Raheem a couple weeks ago. Now, Vic, excitement, though, at least looks like this would be time for Champ to get back and see what he can do.
Yeah, we'll work him back in practice as we have been. He has been limited. We'll continue to work him back in practice, and when he can help us, we'll let that occur. But we're not going to force that back because we lost somebody else. You know, We took a couple blows there, but we'll keep going as a football team.
Jack, as long as you've been in this sport league, is the spirit or energy different on Wednesday following a tough loss versus, you know, a big win?
Not necessarily. I think sometimes it's harder to get people back when you have success and everybody's patting you on the back. You know, that clearly is not the case. I feel like everybody came back ready to work, and you know, it's we've got a good football team, and but we've got work to do, and we've got a lot of ball in front of us, and we're just getting ourselves ready for that. No, he's day to day. He didn't go today. I felt pretty good about, you know, the report I got back, and we'll just see how the week goes.
What about DOC?
Same thing. Yeah. You know, the only one that ended up, you know, we didn't get enough information early was Vic. And then the information we did get back was not good, you know. So, but the other guys, you know, they don't appear to be significant injuries. And at some point they'll be back, and hopefully it's soon. What's that? He's playing well, yeah. You know, big, strong guy, disruptive. Really used his hands in this last game and finished around the quarterback as well as he had all year. So that part kind of blossomed right before, you know, he got nicked up. I mean, so, but he's a good player, good man. He'll be back.